007 reporting for duty.
If I'm doing a fake movie, it's going to be a fake hit.
Smoke and mirrors, guys. Welcome to the movie factory.
How dare I? How dare you?
Okay, you seem normal.
It doesn't matter what I feel.
I'm Commander-in-Chief.
What if someone really good made a horror picture?
Happy Hunger Games.
That's as good as it's going to get. And it won't ever get that good again.
The movie news.
You stay classy, San Diego.
With Garrett Daly.
Hi, Garrett. How are you?
Afternoon. How are you?
Very well, thank you. You're starting with some interesting casting news for us now.
Two great actors, Robert De Niro and Meryl Streep. They're going to star together for the fourth time, actually, in a film adaptation of the darkly comic Anne Leary novel, The Good House. Streep is going to play Hildy Good, a New England realtor who's a not-so-recovering alcoholic, starts up a relationship and also starts one up with Frank, played by De Niro, who's a kind of blunt Yankee who tries to uncomplicate her complicated life. The author of The Hours, Michael Cunningham, will adapt the book. This is, as I said, the fourth time.
Okay, so we've had The Deer Hunter.
The Deer Hunter, 1978. Falling in Love in 1984.
Okay.
And Marvin's Room in 1996. So two great performers, of course, who take a lot of movies. So you get some really good ones and you get some movies that aren't so good as well. But, you know, together on screen, they work well.
Yeah, I think we'll be buying that ticket already, won't we?
I'm sure we will.
And the producers know that. All right, some Spielberg news for us.
Yeah, it's funny. He's kind of having a strange year. He is taking a year off from making movies. That's kind of well documented. He was heading up the panel there at the Cannes Film Festival. But he's changed his thoughts on two movies recently. And he's now dropped out of his commitment to direct the American Sniper project. And actually DreamWorks, his company, has also pulled out of the project. It was announced in May that he was going to be directing it. It was about a decorated Navy SEAL, Chris Kyle, to be played by Bradley Cooper. Jason Hall wrote the script. And this follows on from Robocalypse as well. This was another movie he was going to do. Now, he still intends to do that one. But no, he's out of American Sniper.
Why is he
out
of this one now, do you think?
I think, they were talking about the budget, that he couldn't square his vision for the movie with the budget that was on offer. So Warner Brothers are now free to sort of look for another filmmaker, someone else to package the project, and Bradley Cooper remains attached to star in and produce in that one. But it's kind of hard, isn't
up
it? Going
air,
from having Steven Spielberg and DreamWorks ready to do your movie to now going, okay, who's next?
No, and Bradley Cooper sounds good on board there. But okay, we'll keep an eye on that one. Now, we were talking about Mission Impossible 3 last week. It was your excellent TV movie recommendation. Are we coming up to number 5?
Yeah, unfortunately. I mean, you would have thought that we might have reached the end of it. Ghost Protocol, the fourth movie, did pull in $700 million worldwide. And you know, they can't resist it, I suppose. Tom Cruise is a producer on this project, along
with J.J.
Abrams. Yeah, and they've been looking for a director and who they were going to get. Now, he made a movie recently, this is Tom Cruise, called Jack Reacher.
Yes.
And the writer-director of that was Christopher McQuarrie. He is now confirmed to be directing the next installment of this Mission Impossible franchise. And Tom Cruise, of course, will be back in it, reprising his role as Special Operative Ethan Hunt. We'll wonder, I suppose, will the audiences go to it? But with $700 million worldwide, I suspect they will.
I think you're right. Okay, news of an adaptation of the novel series Crossfire.
Yeah. Yes, this has sold over 12 million copies since its debut last year. Lionsgate have optioned the film rights to it to Sylvia Day's Romantic. It's described as an adult novel series, and of course that's going to be very popular, you know, with 50 Shades and all that coming out. There's going to be a lot of movies, I would reckon, kind of like this. This is one of them, and if it's sold 12 million copies, it's got a popular fan base already.
Yes.
Three books in the series. One was called Bared to You, Reflected in You, and Entwined with You. And the most recent one has sold over 550,000 copies in its first week alone. So we'll see how that one goes.
Okay, meanwhile, a comedian biopic.
Yeah, Larry Charles. He was a director of Borat. He signed on to direct, and Josh Gad is set to star in a long-in-the-works biopic about the late comedian Sam Kinison. Now, we wouldn't know much of him here, but he was very popular in the States. It deals with sort of his kind of transformation from his family business to become one of the best-known stand-up comedians in Hollywood at the time. He made many appearances on the Howard Stern radio show. He made a sort of memorable cameo in the comedy Back to School. He then fell into drinking drugs for several years, but he was able to clean up his act and conquer his demons. But he was sadly, just as he was beginning this new life of sobriety, he was only 38 years of age when he was killed in a head-on collision with a drunk driver. Wow. So there's key characters in this film, of course, the likes of Howard Stern, Richard Pryor, the people will be playing them. And
it'll be interesting, you know, casting, won't it? Yeah.
Yeah, it will be. And they've been trying to get this made for a while, but Josh Gad actually looks very much like him. So we'll watch that one carefully to see, because I would imagine it will be a good sort of a tale of Hollywood sort of in the 80s and how someone could lose control there.
Now, trailer watch. In terms of trailers we can spot online, I was rather relieved, Garrett, that you didn't choose the Diana biopic with Naomi Watts. Have you watched it online yet?
I have actually, yes.
You didn't want to share it with us, no?
No, I didn't. I kind of went
looks
for...
pretty bad, I have to say. Yeah.
But never judge it by its trailer.
No, we'll wait, won't we? Yes.
We will.
Okay, what have you chosen instead?
Well, of course, I was attracted to another big name, and that is Steve Jobs, because there's a couple of movies been made about this, you know, amazing kind of entrepreneur of the 20th century, the man behind Apple. This film in particular sort of follows his rise from sort of college dropout into the most creative environments ever. And what he managed to do with Apple computers. Ashton Kutcher stars as Steve Jobs in this one. It is definitely worth a look. He looks good in the movie.
Does he? Yeah.
Yeah, he does. He seems to have got a good portrayal of Jobs. Of course, I believe there's another movie been made which is kind of just about the key moments in Apple, like the launch of the iPad, the launch of the iPhone.
Yeah.
And Aaron Sorkin is writing that one. So, you know, we're going to get a couple of these, and it's hard to take some of these not so long after somebody has passed as well, but this one looks good. Check it out. The
Such
film
an
is
interesting
called
story.
Jobs.
Yeah. Okay, we shall take a look at that online. New releases in our cinemas. Nice mixture this week. Alan Partridge, he's finally made the big screen.
He's finally made the big screen after so many outings on TV. And of course, if you are a fan of Steve Coogan and the type of comedy that he does, and you like the Alan Partridge thing, this one's called Alan Partridge Alpha Papa. Here's a clip from it.
Now, are you on any medication?
Just some cream. I've got very aggressive athlete's foot, but that's the only thing about me that is.
And do you suffer from any nervous conditions, such as panic attacks?
Do I look like I suffer from panic attacks? I've had one panic attack in a car wash. It was a perfect storm of no sleep, no wife, and angry brushes whirring towards me. By the time the giant hairdryer came on, I was in the footwell.
Does the idea of weaponry trouble you?
No. I've fired several rifles. I've fun fairs and won prizes. But I've never fired one in anger or at a cat.
Yes, that is
He's a funny man, isn't he?
He is.
Very funny. I do like him in Moon Boy as well. He plays a great role in that. But, you know, I suppose that's if you want something just to go and laugh and relax.
And let's face
Irish
it,
director
we need to
as
laugh.
Well. Yeah, Declan Lowney behind it. Colm Meaney in
Colm Meaney
well.
In there too,
so,
which
you know,
is fantastic.
Great. It's worth seeing.
Excellent. Foxfire.
Yeah, set in 1950s, a group of young girls in the upstate of New York form their own gang. So that's one movie. And then Christian Scott Thomas as well.
Well, yeah. I mean, we spoke about her in Only God Forgives last week. She's everywhere, isn't she? She's kind of ridiculously talented, isn't she, in all these French movies as well. But one of her French films out this week, Looking for Hortense.
Yeah, and she's in so many movies. That's the
thing.
She's
very prolific,
she really is. But this is about a wife who pressures her husband to solicit work papers from his civil servant father. Now, something very different is Percy Jackson's Sea of Monsters. This is about, in order to restore their dying safe haven, the son of Poseidon and his friends embark on a quest to the Sea of Monsters to find the mythical golden fleece while trying to stop an ancient evil from rising. And then we have an even bigger movie in the shape of The Lone Ranger. Big budget behind this one. A lot of marketing as well. Johnny Depp, Armie Hammer starring in this one. And, you know, it's had a little bit of mixed reviews, but I suppose it is a big movie. It's one of those summer blockbuster movies. They don't make them like this too much, putting like guts of a quarter of a billion into a movie, but they have with this one.
And, yes, we
Johnny Depp is always very watchable.
We will be checking out Hans Zimmer's version of the William Tell Overture in just a few moments. Your TV movie recommendation?
One of my favourites, actually, because, I mean, the cast in it is brilliant. It's when the director was at the top of his game, because he's made some really good movies, then he's made not so good ones recently. Brian De Palma directs Carlito's Way. Al Pacino stars in it. A wonderful performance by Sean Penn in it as well.
Yeah.
Plays Carlito Briganti, a former gangster, is released from jail and vows to go straight, hoping to earn enough money to escape his New York roots. But of course, that just doesn't happen. And just hang in till the end. I know it's on late on RT1 tonight, but there is a fantastic chase sequence at the end. It lasts about 25 minutes through train stations, and you'll just be on the edge of your seat watching. It's very good stuff.
Oh, Carlito's Way. I've seen that one. Yeah, I'll definitely look at that.
Now it's on at 5 to 12 tonight on RT1.
Might hit record.
Hit
just
record.
In case.
It's worth it.
Great, Gareth. Thanks a million.
Thank you.